This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. It was certainly a fiery, impassioned, emotional scene at the state capitol 1 year ago this month. That's when the GOP-led lame duck legislature rammed through the right-to-work law, and with Governor Snyder's signature, Michigan became the nation's 24th right-to-work state. The laws took effect in March, making it illegal to force workers to pay union dues as a condition of employment. So, 1 year later, what do our local government leaders think about right to work? That was the focus of the latest Michigan Public Policy Survey, done by the Center for Local, State, and Urban Policy at the University of Michigan. Tom Ivacco is the program manager. Welcome back.
Hi, Cindy. Thanks.
Well, give us the overall view then. What do local leaders think about right to work?
Well, overall, 47%, just less than half of Michigan's local government leaders basically support the new law as it applies to public sector labor unions.
Mm-hmm.
22% oppose it outright. And roughly about a third or so really aren't quite sure. They haven't taken a stance. They see pros and cons.
That actually surprises me that the number of undecideds is that large. Did it surprise you?
Yeah, actually, for our surveys, that is a very high percentage. A lot of times we'll get, you know, 10% or so of local officials saying, yeah, I'm not quite sure on this issue. This is a pretty big percentage.
Okay. Particularly when you have such a large percentage, you know, in support and then a small percentage against, you would just think somehow that they would have fallen more strongly on one side of the fence or the other.
Yeah, I think that's right. And especially for such an emotional issue for so many people.
Yeah. Now, did support pretty much follow along party lines?
It does, very strongly. 60% of Republican local leaders support the right to work law. Only 9% of them oppose it. It's basically flipped for Democratic local leaders. 21% support it, 53% oppose it. And independent local leaders are basically right in the middle. 45% support the right to work law, 22% oppose.
Okay. Now, we know the law allows exemptions for police and fire unions. How is that viewed by local leaders?
There's less support for these police and fire exemptions than there is for the law itself. Overall, only 26% of local leaders support these exemptions, and 33% oppose them. And again, there are partisan differences, but here they're flipped.
Yes.
This time, Democratic local leaders support the exemptions, and Republican local leaders are less supportive.
Do they give you any sense? Do you have an idea why they may have that opposition?
No. Actually, unfortunately, we didn't have enough space on the survey to ask why they might feel this way. You know, we can speculate a little bit. As we know, Republicans in general tend to support right to work. And so perhaps it's just the case that they oppose these exemptions because they think everybody should be subject to right to work
and perhaps concerned that amongst their pool of city employees there might be some looking at the exemptions that the police and fire get and say, hey, wait a minute.
That's right. Among support for these exemptions is even lower in jurisdictions that have public sector unions, among all kinds of leaders, Republicans, independents, and Democrats. And so there we think it's probably a case of being concerned about inequalities among all of their employees and not wanting to see different employees subject to different kinds of laws.
Did you hear or to get any sense of whether or not these leaders that feel that right to work was good for their communities, fiscally speaking?
Well, very few local leaders really think that this law is going to have a big impact in their jurisdictions. We asked what they thought, what kind of impact it would have on the fiscal health of their jurisdiction. Overall, only 23% think it's going to have a positive impact. Really small number.
Again, and considering how it was sold by Republican lawmakers and Governor Snyder, this will help business, you would think somehow that might have connected, but it doesn't seem to be with the on the local level.
Yeah, we asked local leaders if they thought that this right to work legislation was going to help their jurisdictions attract or retain businesses into their communities. Overall, 31% think it'll have a positive impact. 24% think it'll have no impact. So really not a game changer in the view of local leaders.
No, and again, when we hearken back to think of the scenes about a year ago with the emotion behind this and all the passion, that surprises me. What about you? What surprised you?
I think the thing that surprised us the most was, so we asked about a range of potential impacts from this law. And the issue that had the most concern among local leaders was the potential for this law to have a negative impact on their relationships with their own employee unions. We've done a number of surveys over the last few years that have found local leaders have increasingly positive views of the impact of their own unions on their own jurisdictions. And in terms of the right to work, this was the one issue that had a little more concern than others among local leaders, that it could start to have a negative impact on relationships.
Even though you had nearly half supporting right to work, there was still concern that it would basically kind of poison the well, if you will, with their local unions.
Yeah, that's right. And that's the case among all stripes, Republicans, Independents, and Democrats. All are a little more worried about potential outcome on local labor relations than it having the potential positive impact.
Very interesting. We're looking at the latest Michigan Public Policy Survey done by the Center for Local, State, and Urban Policy at the Ford School of Public Policy at the University of Michigan. We have Program Manager Tom Evacco here kind of crunching all these numbers and telling us what the survey reveals. What do you think, Tom, that these findings are telling us about possible outcomes of labor negotiations on the local level?
First of all, only about a quarter of Michigan's local governments have a public sector labor union. So that probably is going to limit the impact statewide of this right to work legislation. But among these jurisdictions that do have labor unions, 73% last year conducted negotiations with their unions. And the most common topic was fringe benefits. And the most common outcome was labor unions making concessions back to the jurisdiction. Again, on pay rate discussions and negotiations, the most common outcome was labor unions making concessions. And this has been the case for a couple of years now. And so we've seen kind of a shifting of outcomes and power a little more towards the administration side, a little further away from the labor union side. And so right to work here, you know, is one new development. Whether or not it's going to push that needle significantly, it's hard to tell because that needle has been moving already.
And we've kind of seen that in state law.
That's right. Under Governor Snyder and the new Republican majority over the last couple of years, a number of laws have been implemented that also are shifting the balance of power away from labor unions. Laws like Public Act 152, the Economic Vitality Incentive Program, which is basically revenue sharing for local governments, Public Act 312, and some others. These are all shifting the balance of power towards jurisdictions. So Public Act 312, for instance, is a binding arbitration law. And it's primarily for police and fire unions. And in the past, when the administration and the unions couldn't come to an agreement, they went to binding arbitration. And most of the outcomes there tended to favor the unions. This change in state law makes the arbitrator have to take into account the ability of the jurisdiction to pay as the primary factor in coming up with an outcome. And so that's shifting the balance of power.
Do you see these views of local leaders regarding right to work working their way into the mindset of the public, of the voting public?
Well, that's going to be an interesting question. One thing about this law was when it was put into effect, existing contracts at the local level were grandfathered in. So it's going to have a different impact on different communities over time as existing contracts expire. So I think we'll see, you know, kind of a rollout of how this impacts different communities over time. Whether or not local citizens are, you know, are kind of paying attention to what their local government leaders think about it, not quite sure.
There has been a lot of discussion among pundits about just how much of an issue right to work will be in the 2014 election, of course, when Governor Snyder's up for re-election, as is the entire State House and Senate. Do these results give you any sense of how this issue could play come next November?
I think, if anything, these results seem to say this may not be as big of an issue as it looked like it was going to be a year ago. The emotions were so high a year ago across the state. These results from local leaders are really kind of a dispassionate, logical look at what kind of impact this is going to have. Of course, you know, as we saw, there are still, you know, some partisan, maybe emotional views even among local leaders. But, you know, overall, this appears to be kind of a, you know, an issue that's just not resonating that big among local leaders.
And we've kind of heard that when we were doing a look back. What we heard from MSU economist Charlie Ballard, it wasn't as horrible as its critics thought, and in so far it has not been as stellar as the supporters thought. So it's kind of seems to be evening out, and I think I hear that reflected in what you found.
I think that's exactly how local leaders overall view this. Certainly there are going to be, you know, individual local leaders who think it's going to be you know, best thing since sliced bread, and others who think it's going to be just a disaster. But when we look statewide, I think, you know, as you've described it, as Charlie Ballard predicted it, I think local leaders are there. It'll have some impact. It'll take some time to play out. Probably not a major impact one way or the other.
Tom Evacco is the program manager for the Center for Local, State, and Urban Policy at the Ford School of Public Policy at the University of Michigan. Always great to see you. Have a very Merry Christmas, great holidays.
Thank you. You too, Cindy.